All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious moment in broadcasting history. Freddie Kiger is about
all the humanity.
Freddie Kiger is here.
Yeah,
he just got off the Goodyear blimp and came in here, and he's ready to deliver a trivia question.
I am. You ever ridden a blimp?
No. You have a very serious look on your face today.
No, I don't have.
No. This is not as. Yeah.
You're not going to be silly today. I mean, you are going to be silly?
Well, I mean, that's our standard operating procedure, isn't
true.
It? Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see you change it.
Hey, I like the shirt you got on.
Yeah. Thank you. I like your shirt, too.
Well, it's mutual. All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You want to wear it? I'll switch it.
That's all right.
Okay. Hey, today we're doing jazz.
I don't think your shirt would fit me anyway.
Jazz. All that jazz.
Okay.
Here we go, folks, for all you jazz aficionados.
Jazz it up.
Yes, sir. Jazz musicians sometimes refer to which instrument as a licorice stick?
Okay.
Jazz musicians sometimes refer to which instrument as a licorice stick?
I think I know that. Never been a huge fan of jazz, but I think I know that.
Yeah. When jazz becomes, to my ear, discordant, I can't. It's not.
It's like I've heard some people say jazz is when you play it, you hit the wrong note, and then you do it again, and you do it again.
But now, like New Orleans jazz, I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Anyway, what is a licorice stick?
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Freddie, jazz musicians refer to a clarinet as a licorice stick.
You are correct, sir.
That's right, I thought so.
The clarinet.
Yeah.
Yep, it's an old jazz musician's term for the instrument, and certainly Benny Goodman and Pete Fountain down in New Orleans certainly helped the licorice stick earn a prominent place in the world of jazz.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
And it'll be a segue, a springboard for Rock and Roll Tuesday tomorrow.
All right. People who don't even like jazz probably know the answer to that question.
You can just envision.
Yeah, exactly.
Allow it to be a verbal metaphor.
A lot of jazz fans around here, too. I know that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a really great form of music, I think. And, you know, I mean, truly American, right?
Oh, yeah, without question.
Truly
American.
It's
one of our gifts to the world.
Yeah, jazz and blues.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and a lot of other stuff came from there.
Yep.
So, hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.